Hello everyone, it's Gregor from A19 Consulting, and today's topic is the 10 principles of Kaizen. So just the other day, I was on LinkedIn and a friend posted the 10 principles of Kaizen, and I'm like, wow, this sounds interesting. And I looked at it and I'm like, hang on a second, this is like an unwritten Bible that I've been following for the last like almost 30 years. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So what is Kaizen? Kaizen is, as you may have suspected, Japanese. It means improvement. And it's a concept of business activities that's mainly used in supply chain, but it has been used in other industries. And I have to tell you, it goes very closely to, like I said, a consultant Bible or a continuous improvement service. Now, as you may know, I've got 100+ Ivanti Heat ITSM implementations and ITAM behind me, and those are worldwide, and 20+ years of experience. And over the years, I would say this is like the unwritten Bible, that if I would have published it, someone would have accused me of plagiarizing Kaizen. So the first principle is never stop improving. So you always want to be continuously improving your system, your workflows, your processes, your integrations, your end user interface. And if you're not doing that, and if your Ivanti admin, consultant, or developer isn't improving, then it's time to bring in a fresh resource, because there is always room for improvement, right? Never stop improving. There's 100 reasons why you shouldn't improve, and one good reason why you should. And that's the one you should go with. You need to be proactive. And that tends to be a buzzword, but I can tell you most Ivanti consultants and developers aren't proactive, and they're often reactive, implementing, developing, and following the customer's technical requirements, when they really should be proactively analyzing the functional requirements and focus on the business requirements. And more important as well is you don't want to be waiting for problems to escalate. You want to preempt problems by engaging with a seasoned professional that can share their decades of experience. So that's why I keep on, you know, shamelessly flogging, you know, my experience and my number of implementations and years. It's because you need to advertise it so people are able to leverage it, right? If you don't let people know what your skill set is, just like if you never improve something, you never give someone an option to improve something, they don't know it exists. Number three, eliminate old practices. So along the lines there as well, you want to simply say no to the status quo. It's human nature to resist change, even in the IT industry. However, just because your Ivanti consultant or developer says something can't be done, don't take their word for it. You want to seek out a freelancer that thinks outside the box and applies decades of experience and know-how. There is always room for improvement. You wouldn't believe me how many times Ivanti or business partners have said something is impossible and have proven them wrong. Now, I'm telling you this so you know that there probably is a solution to what everyone else says can't be done. I've got a testimonial to that. And what I'm gonna say about that as well is that Ivanti and business partners are like the Mercedes, right? They create the vehicle, but they are not experts in driving the vehicle. And the business partners aren't experts. They are certified Ivanti business partners. They're basically their professional services arm that are like the mechanics, right? But what you really want is you want someone that's more than just a mechanic that does an oil change or tunes it up. You want someone that's been driving it, the Mercedes. You want someone that has all-around experience, knows their terrain, knows how to get from point A to point B, and gets the job done. So that's where the difference is between a freelancer and someone that just provides the software or is a certified, you know, service center for that software. Number four, don't stop. always strive for better solutions, better workflows, processes, integrations, and end-user interfaces. Many, if not most, Ivanti consultants and developers have the same old tricks up their sleeve that everyone else in the industry has. You want to seek out a freelancer with experience across many industries and countries with a long proven track record, because sometimes an old dog can really teach you new tricks. And someone that's just going through the same year of experience 2, 3, 4 times over doesn't have 4 years of experience. They have 1 year of experience 4 times over, and they just stopped improving. Why? Because it's the status quo and they're able to get away with it. And you know, 4 years is great. I've got 28, so I always have to chuckle when the senior consultants tell me they have a couple years of experience. Number 5, make corrections. Never stop improving. Rome wasn't built in one day. You want to schedule monthly, quarterly, yearly review sessions. And this goes back to continuous improvement, right? You got to make corrections in order to improve what's going on, right? You got to have those monthly, quarterly, yearly calls scheduled. And you got to have it with someone that's unbiased, that looks from the outside in and gives you, you know, their unbiased opinion to assess the health of your system. I mean, the last thing you want is a yes man or woman on board. Last thing you want is Mercedes telling you, yes, everything is great. Don't worry about the check engine light, right? You want someone to tell you, hey, you know, if you take your vehicle from here to here, there's a new route. There's some new, you know, new ways of getting from point A to point B that are a lot better. And yeah, there's some aftermarket parts and there's this, that, and the other that's just gonna put your Mercedes on steroids, right? And get your entire company to be excited about what's going on. They're more efficient, and it's a KPI that can't be measured because people, the morale just goes up and people are happy with the system. And number 6, empower employees to speak up. So this has a caveat. So first of all, you want to establish an ITSM community and empower the community to suggest and make positive changes. The caveat is it needs to be a structured method, which is much better than conference calls, town halls, meetings, and so on that lead to more meetings. You want to have like a discovery session with the decision makers. I've got one as well that you can look up on my website, a19consulting.com. But it's got to be structured, you know, and it's got to be worded right, and it's got to be strategic. It's got to have the right questions and really lead to empowering the employees and improving your system rather than just being a sounding board for complaints. Number 7, don't assume new methods will work. In fact, don't assume anything. Many Ivanti developers and consultants assume that their cookie cutter approach works for everyone. I got bad news. That cookie cutter approach might look like it's working, but then you go live and 3 months later, 1 year later, realize, well, this isn't really working. We thought it's gonna work. We thought the consultant had all the answers, but yeah, we've got some improvement, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. Well, here is the good news. If you don't assume new methods will work, then that means you're gonna analyze them and you're gonna adapt the methods. You need to adapt or fail. So you need someone that's gonna come in house and say, here is what works well in this industry and that industry and this kind of customer, and here's some previous experiences. And based on the discussions I've had with your subject matter experts, here is what I would propose. Here's option 1, 2, 3. Unfortunately, a lot of the Ivanti developers and consultants, they don't do that. They wait for the customer to drive. And they have the same methods available, the same cookie cutter approach. Number 8, practice the 5-why method. And that's all about getting to the root of the problem by asking why 5 times to find out the genuine purpose. It's kind of like playing Detective Columbo, if you still remember him. He was this kind of goofy detective that asked kind of the same question many times over, but when you actually realize it is like, this guy's a genius. He's asking the same questions in a different way and pretending he doesn't remember just to see if the answer is different and to read the body language, right? So it's kind of along those lines. You got to ask the same question many, many times over to many, many different people and then see if it changes. Because sometimes we're just so accustomed to having a knee-jerk reaction and answering a certain way. But when you think about it and maybe you ask them again the next day, the answer is different. And I can tell you, I've implemented with large companies, small companies, private Swiss banks, governments, engineering companies, international conglomerates that have like 14 tenants across the world. And I can guarantee you that asking many questions many times over will lead you to different answers. Ultimately, you will get what you're after, improvement. Number nine, be economical. Look for ways to save money, time, and effort while making minor improvements during the entire process. I mean, I've probably talked about waterfall projects in the past and how they're not relevant and it's an old way of doing things, but they're still out there. And then people say they're agile, but they really aren't. But in the ITSM world, arguably the only place for waterfall projects is hardware projects. Why do I mention that? Because you know what? The economical way is being agile and adapting to what you need. And you also got to look at the size of the team. Like, how many consultants do you really need? Like, for your Mercedes, how many drivers do you need? Do you really need a side passenger that holds the map? Do you really need two backseat drivers? You know, do you really need junior techs? Do you really need a project manager to tell the driver to go from point A to point B? I mean, these teams often balloon in size, and I can tell you, you can do much better with just one seasoned freelancer that can do it all and project manage. And yes, you're gonna save money, but you're also gonna save time. And you're gonna get much, much better results because you don't have too many chefs in the kitchen. You need an agile consultative approach and need to continuously improve and adapt. Number 10, crowdsource. Knowledge of a single person cannot be compared to the combined wisdom of multiple people. And those people are service desk manager, team leads, subject matter experts, and of course your consultant advisor, your freelancer for sure. And that's half the battle. You also got to document that knowledge, create some FAQs, and you really got to put your sales and marketing hat on and figure out the best way to get the message out and the best way for people to see it and get to it. And, you know, getting the knowledge is just half the battle. An experienced freelancer like myself can really help you here to take that knowledge and just put it on steroids and make it usable. I have literally helped companies create just 10 documents, 10 FAQs that have reduced their volume of incidents drastically. And not only that, that's just the KPI, the morale of the company and the ease of access and getting to information, that is priceless. So in summary, drawing from my experience and many scars and bruises, the most important principles in my mind are, number one, let go of assumptions. Number two, be proactive. And number three, accept no excuses and never stop improving.